Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, July 3rd, one day before our Independence Day. Are you ready for partying?
Yes.
You are?
Mm-hmm. I have
what
no plans.
What does it take to prepare?
Nothing. I just want to go to a party where I can make like a cake or something.
Make a cake?
Yeah, I miss those type of parties.
Well, make
where,
a cake.
Like someone's bringing the pasta salad.
Throw a party to yourself and make a cake.
Yeah.
And invite a few people or something.
It's hard to do anything when I have my foster dog, though. I had to lock him in my room today because he just wouldn't let me leave.
Really?
That's why I'm like really almost.
So he's really getting attached now.
Oh, yeah. Last night I went out to a dinner meeting or whatever, and my roommate said he cried at the door.
The whole time?
The whole time I was
gone.
Oh,
my God.
I was like, so he must be doing that when I'm not home.
Yeah. Yeah, especially in the beginning when it's new, you know?
It's not. He's been with me for like a week.
Yeah, but still. I mean, I used to have a Chihuahua, and then we moved. But before we moved to the house, I stayed at a hotel for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
I took the dog with me, kept him in the room. He fucking scratched the whole door and bit it, trying to get out.
Oh, the hotel?
When I would leave, yeah. So they get scared, you know?
Did you have to pay for that, though?
I don't remember. It was so long ago.
He probably did.
But it was terrible. I mean, the dogs get really scared when they're in unfamiliar
territory.
Yeah,
especially when they're locked. Usually I leave my bedroom door open.
Right.
So he can just roam around the apartment. But he just would not let me walk out the door this morning. I was like, I can't. It was like 9:25 when I left my apartment. I was like, I'm going to be late.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, I have no choice. So I took a treat. I threw it in the room and I locked the door. And he's smart. So he just immediately started banging on it. I was like, oh, my poor baby.
I know. I'm dealing with a cat in my house, my son's cat. Mm. And I'm taking more care of him than my son does.
I mean, that's...
You know what I'm saying?
That's about right. Sounds about right.
And that cat is so funny. I mean, he just gets bored. So he starts running like crazy in the house.
Yeah, cats are...
They need to expend their energy, I guess, or something.
I'm a dog girl for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, cats are cute when they're kittens, and then when they get older, they just don't show you any love.
No, this one does. I'm telling you, it does.
I feel like every cat just like you pet them, and then like, I'm like, all right. Have a good day then.
No, that's a different cat altogether, man. But it's still, I mean, the hair makes me crazy. So in a few minutes, we'll be joined by a guest who showed up. As opposed to the guest from yesterday who did not. So we're very grateful to people who do show up.
Wait, so how did that end? Did he ask to come back?
No, there was no ending. I mean, I told him, I said, no next time, you know. And that's it. I'm not going to empower these people to be late. And then they're like, oh, I'll have another chance. I'll come back, you know.
Well, no, did he have an
excuse? One shot. I don't think so. I haven't gone that far with the publicist to find out.
Yeah. I mean, I guess when you have that much money, it's like he doesn't care.
Well, he claims to have money, but, you know, if he doesn't care, why would he book an interview on the radio show? He does care because he gives out advice and things like that, you know.
Yeah, I guess.
So.
Oh, well,
but
moving
at any
right
rate,
along.
Yeah. We don't need to spend any more time on no shows. So we'll see. 4th of July. I don't have any big plans. I'm just happy the town is kind of emptier because a lot
not
of people
right
traveled out. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
no,
maybe
you
in
didn't
Sherman
notice
Oaks?
It.
No, not in West Hollywood. It's
well,
still just
you know,
busy.
Over the weekend the freeways were a lot more open, and a guest said there wasn't that much traffic. So,
oh, really?
I don't know. Maybe it's just because you're in the city. I guess it doesn't really change.
Yeah, and I don't ever take the freeway. You know that.
Yeah, that's true.
So I wouldn't know.
Well, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you still get there on time, right?
Yeah.
You see, you're an example woman. You don't have to...
Today, I really didn't think I was going to make it on time. I was like, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it by 10.
Well, you did. Sure. You made it here, and that's all that matters, you know?
Yep.
And let's see, a couple more things. Did you ever have like a fish pedicure You know what those are?
No, not interested. Right. I think that's so gross.
I know. So they're saying this woman lost her toenails after a fish pedicure.
No, I've actually read that like a few times, actually.
Really?
Yeah, that people have like some weird side effects.
Yeah, it's
maybe
crazy.
Maybe because the fish are like sucking like the toes off. I don't know. It's so gross.
But I was laughing because it's in the news. But, you know, I guess what do I know, right? Fish eating your dead skin. I mean, that's gross, right?
It's super gross. But there's a spot literally right here on Riverside Drive that I found called Cutie Nails. Best pedicures ever. I'm plugging them. They're not paying us. Just go there. Best pedicures. Seriously, best pedicure I've
really?
Had since I moved here.
Oh.
They use like oranges. It's like an hour long. It's fantastic.
Oh, okay.
A little pricey, but definitely worth it.
Okay, well.
Mm-hmm. They don't use fish.
Okay, well, hit Danny up if you want to go to a place with a pedicure.
I mean, I don't work with them. I'm just saying.
I know, but if you're recommending.
It is really, really good, though, there.
Yeah.
They're good at nails, too.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Good. So you found it here, like on your way or something?
Yeah, I think the place that I usually go to is in West Hollywood, and they were booked one day, so I was here. And after the show one day, I was like, where can I go around here? And there was a spot that said 1 minute drive. I said, boop.
So that closed place lost you now.
Yeah.
You
so
see?
Now I just wait and I go after work.
Yeah. You see, that's the thing. Sometimes you only have one chance. You can't please your customer. They're going somewhere else.
Well, their pedicures were weird, too. They didn't use paraffin wax.
Yeah.
They didn't use, like, I guess cheese graters are illegal out here. I guess they're illegal in California. I didn't know that. In Massachusetts, they use it.
I know.
I think that's so weird because every salon that I've been to, I'm like, do you guys have the grater? And they're like, that's illegal. I was like, oh.
I know. It's gross,
but
too.
But it works so well.
Yeah?
Yeah. Ugh. You can see like all your dead skin like falling off your foot.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, let's change the topic right now. We're going to move over to our guests who are sitting here patiently. We're joined by Kat Monk, right?
Yes.
And Julian, who's your son. Welcome to the show, Julian.
Thank you very much.
Of course. Very handsome son.
Thank you.
And he's your oldest, right?
Yes.
That's awesome. You must be proud. Do you have the rest of your kids? Are they all sons or do you have a daughter too?
Two sons, two daughters.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, nice mix. You
yeah.
see? You have a little of both. A
little of both.
Right? That's cool. And I would imagine you guys are like a close family and everything. Is everybody really talking to each other like a normal family?
Yeah, we're all very close.
That helps, right?
We're a posse.
Yeah?
We're definitely a story. There could be a feature film made after our family.
Really? Well, we're going to find out about that.
I love that.
Now, we wanted to let you know that Kat is a photographer, and you've been doing this for 25 years now?
I have been. Actually, a little bit longer, probably.
Really? Mm-hmm. And I went on your website. By the way, you can follow us on katmung.com. And you've done a lot of work. I mean, you do just every kind of photo possible, right? Adults, children, babies, pregnant women.
Yeah, I've been shooting family portraits for the last 20, over 20 years.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. How did you get into that? What interested you about it?
I think Julian got me into that.
Really?
He was taking pictures of him and his sister Indigo.
Uh-huh.
Before that, I was taking mostly, you know, scenics and started taking pictures of bands and stuff. And then when I had kids, I started focusing on portraits.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So you started this before you had a family and everything?
I started music photography right probably around when I had Julian.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You know, we have someone who's on the station all the time. Do you know Neil Preston by any chance? He's also a rock photographer, and he just came out with a book too. But and he was saying, you know, it's not as much fun as you would think, right? It's a lot of hard work.
Shooting portraits of families and kids?
No, of rock stars.
Oh, rock
in
stars.
Concerts.
Well, you get three songs. So you get three songs in the pit, and it's available light. I kind of get a charge from it because you just never know what you're going to be offered by certain artists.
That's true. It's like unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, there's certain artists where you think, like, I remember I was going to shoot Kings of Leon, and I love their music, and I was super excited to shoot them. But then Caleb just stood there with a mic, and it wasn't that exciting. But then you go shoot someone like Cage the Elephant, where Matt Schultz is like all over the stage, and it's just, it's a charge because you just don't know what you're going to get, and you're just having fun trying to keep up with them and changing the exposures constantly.
Right, right. At what point in your life did you learn photography? When did you realize you want to do this professionally?
Well, I got my master's in political science, and it took me a while to write my master's thesis. So I had to enroll in 6 units to finish my thesis, and I enrolled in photography and ceramics.
Oh, wow.
And I failed ceramics.
I was
going to
say, ceramics sounds miserable.
Yeah, that path would have not been very successful for you.
But then photography, I was never the same after that.
Wow. So it left a mark on you and stuff. What were you learning in the beginning that got you like interested in photography? What was it about it?
I think it's one of those things where no matter what movie I went to go see, I was always envious of the photographer in the movie. So it was something that was always in me. But back in the film days, it was a rich man's hobby.
Right.
And I came, you know, from a single mom, and it was expensive.
Yeah.
But then once I kind of got, I graduated from college and started working full time, then I had money.
Right.
And so then I could start to pursue it more.
Yeah, yeah. Photography, anything even on Amazon for like amateurs like me, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
That is pricey.
Were you even alive when there was still using film and camera?
No. Maybe, possibly.
You were.
I might have been like still like in the cradle, but.
Yeah. I think the digital revolution started maybe around the turn of the century, around 2000 or so.
Right.
You know, film was, I mean, people were taking up digital cameras more.
Right.
And then the iPhone killed all the cameras too, right?
Yeah. I mean, the iPhone doesn't take really good pictures. So.
Why? Some of them are great, you know? I mean, you can, it's not a professional camera. That's why they have professional cameras. Mm. But I mean, for a snapshot, I think it takes pretty good pictures, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
The phones of today.
Especially when you're looking on Instagram and it's like an inch and a half by an inch and a half.
Right.
So many images can look fabulous that way.
Really? Yeah. I think if someone's taking like pictures of like the mountaintops or like their sunset, it comes out really good if you put it on portrait mode. But I think selfies on the iPhone, not so much.
Yeah. Not so much. She would know. She takes selfies all the time.
And not when it's look not, like this.
When it's not selfie, I always wonder who's the one that she nailed out to take her pictures for.
I use it on my professional camera. I put on a thing and put a self timer.
But not when you're in the clubs and stuff, right?
Oh no.
Yeah, so then you always
really
hit somebody
up. I don't
really
take pictures in the club,
though, do I? Yeah, you always have pictures when you're out.
That's her entourage.
Yeah.
I usually go out by myself, actually, surprisingly. I'll probably just ask somebody random.
I know, yeah, that's the thing. She asks random people who are here sometimes here, take a picture of me. You know?
Working on my photography skills.
I'm telling you, all the social media has made people so narcissistic. You know?
I'm not narcissistic. So
not at all.
You know I'm not.
Not at all. Do you like to show yourself all the time? You're not narcissistic. Come on.
No. Do you know what narcissistic means?
Yeah, that you love yourself a lot.
Yeah, but
too
like,
much.
Like you like put yourself above everybody else, though.
Okay, well, don't you?
No, Sam, I do not.
Oh, well, I don't know that. But
yeah,
that's
definitely
your definition.
Don't ever refer to me that ever
again.
Oh,
okay, well, excuse
me. Yeah, that's like
me.
The most offensive
I'd like
thing
to butt in
planet.
Here because
I'm narcissistic.
I'm narcissistic as well. I've been in front of the camera my whole life, as my mom was just saying.
Yeah, right?
And I can't get enough of it.
Yeah, right?
You know, she'll catch me in the mirror in the morning.
Yeah, well, you're the young generation, too. We were not like that. I mean, you know, if you posted a picture of yourself before social media or whatever, you know, people would like look at you like crazy. I mean, you know, there weren't always selfies out there, you know.
Right.
So when it started coming on the scene, it was like, first it was weird, you know. Why is he posting a picture of himself, you know? And I still wonder that.
I mean, sometimes when guys upload selfies, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, it's just like a no. Like, yeah.
So
even on the IG
thing?
Story, when they do like the shirtless, like just left the gym, I'm like, no. So like, no shot in hell. Don't.
Yeah.
It's not working.
So you're saying it's not for men as much as it is for women?
I think it's for women. Selfies. Like, 90% of the people I follow are women. I like to look at beautiful women. I don't follow men so I can stare at your gym selfies. It's
right,
just
yeah.
Not.
You know who likes them is Andy Cohen. Do you ever watch Andy Cohen live?
No.
Oh, he loves all the shirtless guys.
Really?
He'll bring them into the bar and work the bar on his show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he'll
he does like the live, like, when he has reality TV stars and stuff on there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He does have have like bartenders in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Julian, you were born into like being photographed all the time and stuff. Did you guys do video and stuff as well? Do you have videos of yourself being a kid?
Definitely. Kat, she dove into videography in the 2000s, kind of when technology was taking off, and she was taking photographs of all these different athletes and musicians, and she definitely sparked into that generation of video, and she actually directed and produced 3 or 4 films. And,
wow, that's
but
amazing.
She's always kind of come back to still photos.
To still photos,
and Julian
huh?
made an appearance in one of them, breaking his elbow at a skate park.
Oh, yes. I was trying to be the narcissistic legendary Tony Hawk I was, and I fell 12 feet right onto my face, breaking my elbow. And but, of course, I dragged my mom over there to film it, so we have it. And that's why I appreciate so much of the photos and videos. Of,
yeah,
get to
you
look
know.
Back on the time.
That's the thing. You
Do
know.
You guys print your pictures and put them in a photo album?
Yeah, we have photo albums, not so much recently, but we definitely have quite a few over the years.
Yeah.
I feel like my photo albums as a kid, like, go to, like, when I'm, like, 4 or 5, and then that's it. I'm right. like, wow, what right. happened to all the ages in between?
Well, it's right. hilarious because my mom has this mid-century, beautiful, old art furniture that collects all of our scrapbooks of all the different memories we have, and then all of a sudden it hits the 2000s and it's a flash drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This great old, you know, cabinet that you creak open and the dust is coming up, all these great photos, and it's like, well, where's the 2000s ones? Oh, get the floppy disk.
Yeah.
Floppy disk, we just aged yourself right
yeah,
there.
Floppy yeah, floppy disk.
We're going
I
back
can't even remember a floppy disk.
Jeez.
They don't even do CD-ROMs on laptops anymore.
You CD what?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like,
that's
crazy.
True. They don't. But yeah, there was a time when there were even no computers, no mm-hmm. personal computers.
Yeah.
And yeah, and film and negatives and all that. Now, so you started obviously traditionally. Did you develop your own photos as
I
well?
I did, yeah.
That's usually what photographers do, right? They develop their
I
own
think
stuff.
When I was in college and I was taking photography, you kind of feel that you have to be in the darkroom. But then there was this point where I realized I don't have to be in the darkroom. I can have a lab do everything. That's, and that was just the best moment of my
like
life.
Like liberating.
Like easier,
huh?
right?
Yeah.
Because that's like the dirty work and you don't necessarily want to do it.
Well, you could spend 8 hours on one 8x10.
Really?
You know, you could just get like really particular about every little detail. But then when I started my professional business and I hired a lab to do it, you just knew it was a finite amount of time.
Right.
I kind of miss those days of just dropping the film off and getting the proof sheets back. Yeah. I actually have been shooting film again, though.
Really?
Yeah, it's been fun.
Is it still available? I mean,
it's still available.
Really?
Yeah.
For professionals, obviously, and stuff.
Yeah.
Not if you go to Best Buy, but, you know.
Mm-mm. No, yeah. I just went to New Orleans and shot a whole film series of different characteristics of New Orleans. I even went down to the lower Ninth Ward. Shot some pictures of some of the homes that were damaged by Katrina.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But it's all black and white film, so it's kind of fun. Yeah. Back. It is hard to not look at the back of the camera every time you go to shoot, though.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You need to look through the viewfinder, right? Or mm-hmm. whatever they call it.
Every time I think of a dark room, I think of what's that movie with Alicia Silverstone when she got obsessed with that guy? She locked the girl in the dark room.
Was it Clueless?
No. Oh. Clueless? No.
No. She had Clueless with that actress. But
yeah, no, she was in there, but she was like a high school Barbie doll in that movie.
Well,
she locked someone in a dark room and then like put bees in like the vents.
Oh,
and every time someone mentions a dark room, that's all I think of. Or 13 Reasons Why.
Oh, 13 Reasons Why. Yeah. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I wanted to ask you because I was always fascinated with the development part of a picture, you know. Tell us exactly how that happens. I mean, what is it? You shine a light through the negative, and then what happens?
Well, yeah,
I mean, how does what's the process?
You have to take the film out, and you have to do it, like, in a dark, with no light at all.
Right, so there's no, like, exposure to light.
Right.
Right.
And then, so after you do that process, then you bring it in, and it's just a matter of chemicals. So you're using a different mixture of different chemicals. So it'd be 3 different trays.
Okay.
So the first tray does one process, then the second tray does the next, and then the third tray. And then you can pull it out, and then you hang it to dry.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. But how does the image get on the paper?
That is how the camera works.
I know. I always wanted that too.
A little technical for me.
Yeah.
That's just how the camera puts it onto the negative, and then the negative transfers it to the paper.
Oh, okay.
So the process.
But it's with light and chemicals and everything, right?
It's all chemicals.
Yeah. Sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, you know. But do they still do that? I mean, is that still the process?
They still do that, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. See, some things don't age at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Beauty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think the main problem is with digital photography is that it stays on machines, you know, on devices and stuff, like you said, on the flash drive, whatever. You don't have the physical thing, and this generation is okay with virtual stuff, you know, but when I grew up, it's like you wanted to hold the book, you wanted to hold the photo album and all that, and I think it's still great, you know, to keep it that way, because that's why I get physical books. I even started getting physical DVDs for the movies. So I actually have a collection, you know.
Right.
I can look at them. I can share it with other people. When it's on the computer or on your Kindle or whatever, it's like dead. Nobody knows it exists, you know.
Well, that's why my portrait business has been so successful. Because that's what I specialize in is the post-production. So it's not just taking the pictures. I'm not a shoot and burn photographer, which is where you just shoot the pictures and then hand them a flash drive. So my business, my family business, has been taking the pictures and more about the enlargements and the framing and, you know, doing it as an acrylic or a metal print or a canvas or even doing books of all the pictures from the session.
Right. Uh-huh. That's cute. Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. We're talking to Kat Monk. She's got Kat Monk Studios, Fine Art Portraiture, that's what you call it.
Right.
And that's exactly what it is, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you take pictures of ordinary people, but in an artistic kind of way.
Right.
How do you approach this? I mean, is it different with each person?
It's not that different with each person. It's pretty much my style is the eyes. Mm. So I'm always looking at the lighting and how it's hitting the person's eyes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. You see, we're learning photography as we go.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you see? Now, that's a good tip. Mm-hmm. I definitely need to change the lighting here where we take pictures outside by the logo. You know, it's like everybody's eyes are like raccoons. You know,
that
so
fluorescent
dark
light right above is what's killing it.
I know. Yeah. That's what everybody says.
We need the diva ring.
But you need to understand it's not a spot just for pictures. We have to work around here.
Right.
So that's the lighting, you know.
Right.
But light is so important, huh? I mean, I was just like getting into it last night because I'm starting to be interested again in computer graphics and animation. I used to do that, believe it or not, in the year 1990. I came out with a 3D animation company.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing stuff like Pixar, but less professional. On the Mac back then. I mean, we're talking like a big deal, right?
And the thick Mac. You're talking about like the thick first Mac that ever came out?
Well, there wasn't even, I don't think there was laptops at the time.
Oh, you're talking about like an actual
computer.
1990.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Like a Macintosh computer. They looked more like PCs back then.
Yeah, okay.
But at any rate, so when you do 3D graphics, you're simulating light as well as the objects and everything. And I find it so fascinating. So when I did my animation, I understood enough to do the lighting. But now I'm thinking of getting a book just on shading and lighting, you know, because it's like it's a whole thing to itself, right?
Yes.
Understanding light.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, tell me, have you been interested in that also from a young age? I mean, I see you taking pictures of your mom, but did you decide to get into it professionally? Into photography?
Not right away, no. My mom's always been an inspiration, and we've always been there to help her out with her business, but she's always been so professional. I've always known that.
Yeah.
That's a high, she set the bar pretty high, so
right,
I kind of reached out in other departments.
Other directions? So what interests you? What do you do these days?
I've been working in television. I just got a job on How to Get Away with Murder.
Really?
So I'll be working on season 5.
Wow. What do you do there?
I'm a production assistant working with the production team, the assistant directors, and just overseeing
really
the whole pre-production.
Yeah, so it's still, you're like in the enlightenment process. You're still learning and stuff. What's going on there, right?
Yeah, exactly. New to the business.
You work. Excited. You're a lot of talented people.
Exactly. Yes, definitely. Viola Davis, the star of the show.
And, are you doing How to Get Away with Murder?
Yes.
That's what you just said.
But I've been inspired by my mom to you know, get into film.
Yeah.
Work in Los Angeles. I've got to
Okay,
see
how did
her.
You find that job? I feel like I've been looking, and it's like everyone is a creep.
Well,
like everything is a fake ad.
The entertainment business is fun, and you just have to network and work as hard as you can when you get that one job, and it'll lead to the next, and it has, and it snowballed. And
but you need to know people, right? Like you said, you need to network.
You
right.
do.
You
I mean,
to be out there.
Fortunately, I grew up in Manhattan Beach, thanks to my mom and her hard work. So
right.
Yeah.
There's been some great people to network with there, and it's set me off for a great run.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to do that side job because I eventually want to be a producer. I feel like I'd be a great producer.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, then go for it.
I don't know how.
See, now you got a direction. You learn. It's all learnable and teachable.
No, and I get that. I'm willing to start from the bottom, but like, there's no bottom to start at.
No, there is. There is. There's always, you got to take the first step. That's the hardest part.
Yeah, I guess.
But no, listen, let me ask you this. If you saw a guy and you really wanted him, wouldn't you do something to get his attention or get close to him?
That happened last weekend and it didn't work out.
You did it all the time. No, but what I'm saying is when there's a will, there's a way. If you really want something badly, you'll figure out how to do it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? And you need to get your ass in gear, you know? I mean, my son, the same way. I'm telling him the same way.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, here's your goal. Now you got to work towards it, you know, whatever it takes.
It's also harder when you're a female, Sam, and every dude is trying to sleep with you.
That's true.
So
I agree. She doesn't get very lucky, very far in jobs.
Every job interview I've gone to has been like horrible.
Right.
Like horrible.
And then the guests start hitting on you too, and what's going on here, you know?
And not even like a guest that I would like appreciate him hitting on. It's like the creepy one where I'm like, brah, let's get through these 50 minutes, please.
That was funny last week, but yeah. We're not gonna mention names, but
yeah, but
I know who she's talking about. But at any rate, so you guys have been in Manhattan Beach many years?
I was born and raised there.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. How fortunate. Have you been there?
I've never been. No.
It's called like the South Bay. They have Manhattan and Hermosa and Redondo and all these places, right? You got to take
friend
a drive
owns, my friend owns Desilu Studios. Charles, do you have you ever heard of him?
That.
Mm-hmm. Where is
That's
it?
That's in Manhattan Beach, and he always tells me to come down. And I'm like, ooh. I don't know exactly. I know it's a studio. Like, he has a studio lot. I just don't. No, I've never been there. He always tells me to go, and I'm just like, yeah, one day when I feel like driving 2 hours.
4th of July is the best time to come down.
It's not
really?
2 hours. Come on. It's not 2 hours.
How long did it take you guys to get here?
It's less than an hour when there's no traffic. I mean, look, when there's no traffic, like at night, you can get there like 35, 40 minutes. And then when there's traffic, it takes an hour or something.
Yeah. Is it further or closer than Newport Beach?
Oh, a lot
much closer.
Okay, because Newport Beach is like...
No, Newport is far. Come
so
on.
So far?
Yeah.
I couldn't even get over it. I was like, oh, I was on the road for 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Wow.
When I went there.
Manhattan Beach with no traffic from here would take like 20 minutes.
Oh,
really?
that's not bad at all.
No traffic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Except that never happens. Or late at night it does. But it's a beautiful area, and I highly recommend it. It's a beach town, right?
It is.
Are you guys close to the water?
Like a mile.
A mile. Mm-hmm. That's not bad. So
that's
you
not
can,
bad at all.
Yeah, you can walk or whatever.
We grew up surfing and getting out in the ocean every day. Yeah, it's
wow.
Been,
it's a different kind of life too, right? I mean, people bike and they walk and it's not so much.
It's like
car
living in Santa Monica,
there.
Right?
People come out of their houses and they enjoy life. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no AC.
I know.
You can actually get outside and enjoy yourself.
Here we go to our cars to get some AC.
but the South Bay, it's really great, the music and the surf culture, and it's really identified my mom, I believe.
Yeah.
And creating her passionate and the direction she's gone.
Yeah. Do you feel you've had an effect on you from growing up there? I mean, in that kind of an environment where it's more relaxed and laid back.
I definitely think so. I got my start shooting on the beach, shooting children on the beach in a high end way, not just, you know. I don't really know how to describe it, but that was how I got my start, and then I just kind of went with it.
Yeah.
And so definitely being a native of the beach cities gives you a different perspective.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, do you have your own gallery out there to display your work? How does it work exactly?
I don't have my own gallery. I have a studio out of my house.
Right.
But I have my very first gallery showing opening this Thursday.
Ah, that's mm-hmm. cool. So let's talk a little bit about that. That's going to be where?
It's at Shockbox in Hermosa.
Okay.
It's at 636 Cypress Avenue.
Right.
It's a cool little neighborhood in Hermosa that's really artsy now. Uh-huh. And there's like a few galleries there, and it's fabulous little part of the community.
Yeah.
Hermosa's really into the art. Like, they're even doing like art on the utility boxes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Really? My brother actually owns a nonprofit back in Massachusetts, and he focuses on artists, and they like get permits so people can go around and do like art on utility boxes and canvases on like the sides of buildings that look like almost dumpy, to make the place like
I always wondered who makes those paintings on the buildings and stuff.
Sometimes it's illegal. I know that some people do it illegally, but then sometimes you can get like a permit from the city and say, hey, can we redo this? That's what my brother does.
So very interesting, you know. So it's going to be Chalkbox Gallery in Hermosa Beach. When is this taking place now?
Thursday it opens at 5. Friday it opens at 5, and my younger son's band is going to play, called Good Vibe.
Ah, how cool. What a multi-talented
family. I was just going to say, everyone's got a talent.
I know.
What I wasn't joking about that feature film. It's hard to keep up, and I'm the oldest.
But that's cool. You know, I mean, you guys are active. You know, you invested in a lot of things, and that's really cool. You know, I mean, it's not... I don't see many families like that. You know, people go in different directions. They move, whatever. Are you all living near each other?
Just one. Indigo is on the East Coast right now.
Okay.
She's number two daughter.
Uh-huh. What a cool name, huh?
I know. I heard, she said it earlier, and I was like,
really?
Duly note to name your daughter that when you have one.
Yeah, I know. I'll remember that when I name my next daughter, right?
It is a nice name, though.
Thank you.
She's on the East Coast for school, or?
Yeah, she's applying for her master's at UNC.
Okay. And, that's North Carolina.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a pretty cool little town, Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I heard. I wanted to check out.
Does it snow there?
North Carolina.
No.
Okay, so she's not like on the East Coast.
No,
she's
not like in the Boston. But it's more south. Right?
Yeah, but I mean, the East Coast is livable if you don't get blizzards. Like when you get that cold weather, it's like, all right, I'm going back to Cali. It's horrible.
Well, I think she's having a hard time with the heat right now.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's south. It's not like being in Boston.
Right. Boston, it's like it's cold, it's raining, it's.
North Carolina is different. I mean, they have some nice weather there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What is yours? So she's, okay, so you're the oldest, and then it's another boy, or what's the order here?
No, she's the second. So she's, Indigo is the second, right?
It's Julian, myself, and Indigo would be next. She's on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. And then we have Piper, and Piper is an amazing beach volleyball player.
Okay.
And she will be attending UCLA in the fall. So.
Oh, so she's cool. Really young. She hasn't even gone to college yet.
She's 18, yeah. She's
okay.
On her way.
Yeah. Okay.
But you obviously educated, so it's important for you to get all your kids educated too, which is nice.
I thought it was important for each of them to figure out something that they liked and then excel at it.
Yeah.
I think it's something that I had. That's why I have my master's in political science, but then I've been a photographer ever since I graduated. It would have been nice if I had figured that out
before
earlier.
You went for your master's.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But most people do that, you know, they change their mind after.
Yeah.
You get people go to law school and then a couple of years later, I'm not supposed to be a lawyer, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And it happens, you know, you never know because you're still young, you know, you find out, you discover different things in school every day.
Right.
And you become, you know, I mean, I changed my major several times, you know, until I finally decided I need to change from what I would like to have to what I should have, which is a business degree, you know, so, but that wasn't bad, you know. But going for a master's is, I think, you have to come from a family that really appreciates education and knows the value of it, you know. And I always appreciate that, you know. So That's very cool. So did we give credit to the whole family? We still
and
have
then we
two
have younger
others.
Slater. Slater's he's 15. He's in good vibe. They've been rocking all over the
so
South.
So Slater's going to play in your
yeah.
show?
Yeah.
A 15-year-old.
Is he the singer, the drummer, the guitar player?
He's the bass player.
Bass player, okay.
A 15-year-old bass player going to be playing at your show, you see?
Yeah.
There you Actually. Go. She's going to take over Manhattan Beach eventually.
Yeah,
that
literally.
Family.
She already has.
I'm telling you. That
we run this place.
Yeah, that Monk family, you know?
So is Manhattan Beach small? Like, is it one of those places where, like, you walk out your house and, like, you know everyone in the neighborhood? Like, you're like, hey, Doug, how's Sarah at soccer practice?
Pretty much. It's not as small as maybe Hermosa. Hermosa is 1 square mile. Manhattan Whoa. Beach is a little bit bigger, mm-hmm. but you get to know everybody. And especially if you, like, the natives that are left, you know all of the natives. Then if you've had kids, you know all of their
Really? Wow, that's very interesting.
And, you know, so I know a lot of people just from having been raised there and then having kids and then, you know, having a business there. And
right.
I see all the people come and go. And
I feel Manhattan right. Beach is very connected. They sometimes call it the bubble.
Really?
Oh, really?
You're always bumping into
somebody. So what happens when, like, a new person enters the bubble? Is everyone like...
Maybe there's some of that, but
come on, it's
my mom's always
small.
Been very creative.
Well,
and,
the bubble
and
refers to the people who were born and raised there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there was a big campaign that came out. It was called Born in the Bubble.
Really?
And so there was like hats and shirts and stuff. Uh-huh. And so that became, and so my son named his tour the Bubble Tour.
Really?
So, that's so funny.
And they're touring around the South Bay.
See, I never knew that about the bubble. Now I understand. Yeah. You know, does that mean you're disconnected from the rest of the world too?
I think it does mean that.
Yeah, right. I know we have a little utopia here. Nobody's allowed in.
Oh, we have no idea. I mean, it snows in North Carolina. We have no idea. We're losing our minds out here.
Yeah. You should see some of Indigo's Snapchats with the weather in North Carolina. She's like, it's 90 degrees and it's 7 a.m. Like, what is this?
Wow.
That's crazy. I didn't realize it got that hot
No,
out
there. She's not good with geography at all. Don't even take her close to that. No, I mean, by your own admission.
I know. I'm not good, but I'm like, what did I say that was out of line? I just asked if
North Carolina is like snowy. That's not the case.
I mean,
at
it's
all.
A pretty solid question.
No.
Why not?
Because it's on the East Coast doesn't mean it's cold.
Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever.
Do you think of Florida as like cold?
Is Florida on the East Coast?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You know what? I need to show you a map and explain this to you, okay?
Whatever. Enough about that.
I know. We always laugh about it. You know?
It's California.
I always wonder how different my life would be if my parents raised me in like a beach town where like everyone knew each other instead of like how I lived.
Yeah.
I kind of want to do that. I felt like when I went to Newport Beach, I was like, I think I want to settle down in like a place like this. I don't want to settle down like West Hollywood.
Right.
That'd be a nightmare.
Yeah.
I feel like my kids would be like a mess. And I'm like, oh, what am I supposed to do? I feel like if I raise them in like a quiet beach town, it'd be like more focused, more normal.
I definitely appreciate growing
yeah.
up there.
Yeah, for sure.
So, Kat, tell us what people can expect to see at the exhibition.
Okay, so the exhibition will be my music photography from the last 25 years of alternative bands. And so it'll include Chris Cornell as like one of my favorite all-time artists, Red Hot Chili Peppers. So the whole back half of the gallery will be traditional photography, regular prints, framed. And then the whole front of the gallery will be mid-century art. So it's the work interpreted in a mid-century way. So a lot of that Andy Warhol kind of like 60s look that you would see with art, I've combined it with my music photography.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I mean, I'd like to see. Do you have any examples on your website of these photos?
Yeah, it should come up as a slideshow right when you go onto the website.
Okay, so let me go to the main page and I'll see what's going on. You guys can also go to catmonk.com and you can see. Okay, well, on the main page, what I'm seeing is just a poster for the show.
Right,
but
so that's kind of the
it's
work.
Called 0.25 alt. Right? Oh, I see. Okay, yeah, I can see it now. There's the picture. Mm-hmm. So it's not just a straight photo. It's artistic. You've applied art to it.
Right.
How did you do that? I mean, how do you recolor the pictures, change the all the different stuff in it. Do you do it digitally?
Yes, it's all done in Photoshop.
Right.
And you just kind of like tweak the thresholds and stuff and kind of figure out. And then there were certain processes that I liked from the 60s. And so it was just a matter of converting it and making it look like I'd want it to fit into my house, which is mid-century.
Right.
And so it's an exhibition of work that I would want to see in a mid-century home or a modern home.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's very cool. You know, I mean, it stands out. You know, it's different. I see you have Gwen Stefani here.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. So you did some interesting things with it. So so it's called 0.25 Alt?
Right, for 25 years of alternative music.
Right, right. 0.25 Alt. So you guys need to remember this. VIP reception, July 5th and 6th, which is Thursday and Friday, right?
Right, Thursday and Friday from 5 to 8. And then Friday, Saturday is the opening reception from 6 to 9. And then right. there's a closing brunch on Sunday from 10 to 12.
Okay, cool. So you remembered all of it. Mm-hmm. It's all written for me here, but but cool. Julian, you're going to participate probably.
I'll be there every day supporting her, yeah.
Yeah, huh?
No, it's been amazing seeing how much hard work she's put into it and seeing her passion come alive. And this is her first exhibition. I'm proud of her.
Wow. See, this is amazing. You know, I mean, my mom sits at home, does nothing.
Oh, my God. Don't say that about your mama.
But it's true. It's true.
No, my mom has always been someone, like I said, like all four of us have looked up to her, and she is so strong, and she's out there doing what she loves, and it shows, mm-hmm. and we're not afraid to jump in and help and get involved.
They've actually been really helpful. Both Joanne and Piper have been really
And did you
helpful.
Raise them as a single mom, or how did that happen? We
married.
Don't have to be too personal.
I was married, but divorced.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay, so that's cool. So, well, but apparently you influenced your kids quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. Wow. Did you come from a family that was also pretty ambitious?
No.
No, huh?
That'll sometimes do it for you, though. Yeah. That'll light that fire under your ass. Just
right.
to
That's
get
true,
done.
Right?
Yeah.
It was kind of what you were saying. You know, you want to change up what you have experienced already. I think that was my mom's experience, and she didn't really necessarily enjoy her childhood as much as she wanted her kids to enjoy.
Right. For sure.
Yeah.
And you obviously treat women well because you love your mom, clearly.
I do. I working in the entertainment business with everything that's going on, I am so respectful for women, from my two sisters and my mom.
Right.
The you know, what they put instilled in me. And we have to be, you know, loving.
Right.
It's not every time watching a sister play beach volleyball because of all the bikinis. He's like, you need to be wearing more clothes.
Yeah, I know.
I know. It's tough out there.
Even in the Olympics, they wear that. Right? I mean, it's amazing.
I mean, we're all beautiful people. It's hard sometimes. Right?
I know. But the Miss America thing now, we're not going to do the bikini anymore.
They actually just came out with a show on ABC called The Proposal. I think it's the most degrading thing that has ever been put on ABC ever.
What is it?
It's like basically they have 1 hour to get these girls in a bikini, get these guys in like no shirt, like basically you're selling your body and your looks for the person to propose to you at the end of the episode.
Really?
It's like the stupidest show I've ever seen.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she's
horrible.
Seen quite a bit of him.
And it's from the producers of The Bachelor, which is shocking to me.
Right.
I'm like, why would you guys ever come up with a concept of a show like this ever?
Especially in today's day.
Yeah, no, the girls have to like get in bikinis and like strut their stuff. I'm like, I would never.
No.
Never. And propose to me after an hour episode, which really technically is only like 30 minutes of like footage.
Right.
Bye.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well, they try everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Try everything once. Kat, do you, based on your site, it seems like you work not just or necessarily with models, but ordinary people, right?
Actually, it's all people from the South Bay hire me to take pictures of their children or their families.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
She has really great clients, some Kings players, Clippers players, and then just your ordinary average family. But she's got some really interesting
None
work.
Of them are ordinary, Julian.
Excuse me.
Yeah. But this is cool. I mean, you've got high school seniors, you've got families, babies, children, so you've done it all.
Uh-huh. High school seniors is a big thing right now because it's like modeling.
Yeah,
so
right.
So they get their hair and their makeup done, and you do like a little modeling session for an afternoon and go to different locations. It's kind of a big thing right now.
Right. Now, do you, when you do, like I'm looking at the headshots now, do you do most of them or more of them outdoors or indoors?
Mostly corporate headshots are indoors.
Corporate ones. Mm-hmm. But I'm seeing a lot of them that are not corporate, like a woman on the pier and things like that, right? That's a little different.
Right. Okay. I think that might have been shot for a magazine. I shoot a lot for South Bay Magazine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it looks like it would be a magazine or something. But
in fact, I write for South Bay Magazine, too. So an article I wrote on Jim Lindbergh just came out last week. He's the lead singer at Pennywise.
Oh, okay.
So
nice, nice, very nice. I mean, I'd love to... and then there's acting headshots and things like that. Yeah, I mean, I would highly recommend you. I mean, you do some quality stuff here.
Thanks.
You know? So people can find you how? If they want to come to you and use your services.
Yeah, they just email me or call me. Or my Instagram is at catmonkphoto.
Oh, that's K-A-T?
Mm-hmm. K-A-T-M-O-N-K.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Just because some people could spell that different.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Right.
But definitely go to the website. You'll find everything there if you don't believe me, to see some of the photos, the amazing photos. And there's a way to contact Kat and everything. But and then on social media too, right?
Social media, yeah.
Right. So are you on, we're on Instagram? Do you have an Instagram?
Yeah, Instagram's at CatMonkPhoto. And then I'm on Twitter, CatMonkPhotography, Facebook, CatMonkPhotography.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And Julian, how can people find you if they want to connect with you?
Oh, well, I have my Instagram at jmonk92. And anyone can give me a quick follow and you'll be delighted.
I'm sure.
He's been working on videos too.
Yeah. I love to create entertainment here in Los Angeles. Obviously, being from a creative family, we're always out there making people laugh, getting in front of camera, writing, you know, entertaining.
Right.
That's what we love to do. That's why we're here.
I didn't know they did How to Get Away with Murder in Los Angeles. For some reason, I thought it was like somewhere cold.
Oh, no. Right up in Hollywood.
Wow. Really? Yeah. I just met Connor. I don't know his real name. Jack.
Yeah, of course.
I met him at... I went to... not the Grove. There's a place in Silver Lake. It's like a little cafe. And I didn't want a fangirl, but I was like... like that's definitely him. I know that jawline from across the room.
Definitely, we'll be starting up work in 2 weeks.
Yeah, so. And I just went up to him like, "Hey, I'm not gonna cause a scene, but like, I literally hate your character, but I love you."
It's awesome being on set with those guys.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, you guys are a lot of fun. Definitely very inspiring, both of you, really. And we appreciate you coming. Everybody, go and check out the exhibition starting Thursday.
Down in Hermosa Beach.
Right.
It's going to be a beautiful
weekend.
There.
Yeah, it's beautiful weather
right
there.
Right up from
everything.
The beach.
Yeah, and right after 4th of July, you can check it out. Sounds good. 25 Alt by Kat Monk. Kat and Julian, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You guys are amazing, and we wish you much success. And people will be able to buy the pictures and
at the gallery.
At
yes.
The gallery. Mm-hmm. Awesome. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. Danny, thank you as always.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, we won't see them tomorrow because tomorrow is 4th of July.
Yeah.
Well, we'll wish you all a very happy Independence Day. And we'll be back here on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.